Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments of loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, it dawned on me that I wasn't sure if I shared with you a little bit more about my story, about how I started writing, why I started sharing my writing, and you know, what keeps me going each day. And so I thought we would just I'd share with you some of the thoughts of my heart and why I seek to share so much, my hopes for everyone. And each morning I get up and I just have a couple of primary goals. And one is to breathe well. The other is to mitigate pain and to try to be a blessing to someone else. And so I am at the stage in my life where my parents are needing a little bit more help, and where I too need some help. And so a lot of times it feels like we are like a circle of love in my household and with my family and friends. And so I am the baby of the family. And, you know, it's an interesting place to be, because I have a blended family. And it kept me from being able to see some of the people that I really wanted to see and love. And it also allowed me to see the necessity to make connections with people that I could not be with as I grew up. And so I look back now, and I know how much I missed by not traveling more and making my presence known to my family. You know, when you're a 70s kid, everybody was dealing with the Great Migration, and actually I was after that point, but it was still, we were visiting family because of that Great Migration from the South. And a lot of my nieces and nephews, and we're pretty much the same age, because like I said, I'm the baby from a blended family. And so when I look at their children now, there's a certain joy that I get, and it's like I get to live my life again through the eyes of this next generation. And so those are the things that I focus on that help keep me from you know, being saddened by a lot of things that are going on around us. And the other thing is that initially, when I was writing, I was just writing as a means to communicate with God in a deeper level. I like to pray and really feel what I'm saying, and I do that when I'm able to focus and get quiet and concentrate for my poetry. And when I started having some issues with my breathing, I was looking for a way to fix that and to control it. And one of the things that I saw talked about singing. And I cannot carry a tune. I even have trouble telling a joke, which I think I've shared with you before. The punchline never sounds as funny when I'm saying it. But I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know, a couple of people have mentioned podcasts. This has been a wild back and forth. And I was like, that's not something I really want to do, because I know how my breathing is. But it dawned on me that maybe I could learn to control my breath in a better fashion by almost like biofeedback, so I can see the inflection in my voice. I can hear it. I can tell when I need to slow down. And so that's how I've gotten to where I am now. You know, the need to be able to talk with God and to really share my deepest thoughts with Him. And now to be able to share my thoughts in love with you. And so, you know, I think of this as a way to encourage the next generation, a way to leave a legacy, and a way to bring joy to others each day. And so, it's been a wonderful, blessed opportunity for me to meet people through this connection and this source, and to learn how to control my breathing better, and to see the next generation making some wonderful moves. So when I'm writing, majority of what I write about is the pain experience. I tend to change it, and after I've got the first idea out from myself, and I give it to the editors, and I let them change it to, you know, what they want to change. And, you know, it's just a blessing when you sit back and you look at life and you realize that even if things don't turn out the way you envisioned them, or even wanted them to be, that there are other routes and paths for you to continue on that trek. And so I think that with this podcast, I don't always know where we're going or what we're going to talk about, but I do my best to encourage you and to let you see my life as it is, the good, the challenged, and the inspirational, so that if you are finding yourself in a situation and you need a little uplifting, you can turn on my voice, hear my heart, and know that my desire is to help you. And it's nice to have a reason to get up in the morning and believe in something higher and more magnificent than anything you can imagine. And so I know that not everyone believes as I do, and I hold nothing against anyone for their belief system. I believe that God is a loving God and that He looks into our hearts, and based upon what's in our heart is how He connects with us. And so when I'm writing, I'm always thinking of that too, because I want to make sure I don't leave anyone out. I want you to know that if you ever feel left out, that this is a safe place for you. We welcome you with open arms, and we appreciate you. So I want to thank you for being with me on this journey. Until we speak again, have a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Goodbye.